Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, and as you are aware, very few people vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate so as well. Well, the options we have are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, very likely or somewhat.
Very likely.
Thank you very much. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party, or...
Yeah. Yeah, I was Republican for most of my life until a number of years ago. I have not switched. So.
So you're registered with Republican?
Yes, but I'm not really voting with the Republican Party. Okay. This Republican Party.
Okay. Thank you. Now, El, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all walks of life, what is your main racial background? Are you African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian?
I'm Hispanic?
White. Thank you. Now, and what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Between 56 and 65.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is Raquel Regalado.
Slightly favorable.
And would that be somewhat? Or
somewhat.
Very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Cindy Lerner.
Same.
That would be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Thank somewhat you. Favorable.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Richard Prashnik.
I'm not familiar with him.
Have you seen or heard, or based on what you've seen or heard or about him?
I can't render an opinion.
Okay, so for that one, we have never heard of or no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Shlomo Dessinger, Carlos Guerin, Eddie Rojas, Alexander Otaola, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levine Cava, or Manny Cid?
Ms. Cava.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
There's no doubt in my mind I'm voting for her.
So is that a definitely or probably?
How about an absolutely?
The options we have is definitely and probably.
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Regalado.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
Thank you. And with it, the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado in her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If
more
it made
likely.
No difference, you can indicate so as well.
Yeah, more likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I have.
Thank you very much. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it's
less
no
likely.
Difference? And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Someone. Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
I have a Juris Doctorate. I'm a lawyer.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank
Great.
You very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Goodbye.